You just can't keep your fingers off of your little clitty, and that is perfectly fine, sweetie. Sissies have very high feminine sex drives, princess, and they love to fantasize about guys and emasculating themselves in front of women whenever they play with their little clitties. I know that all sorts of silly ideas run through your fluffy pink head whenever you get a little tingle down there, princess, and that is perfectly alright. There is no need to deprive yourself of pleasure, sweetie, and that is why it is perfectly okay to play with your clitty whenever you like from now on. Yes, princess, you are going to find yourself compelled to touch your clitty very often from now on, and there is no reason to resist this at all. It is perfectly natural for a sissy to need to touch her clitty all the time, sweetie, but the only condition is that you do not play with it when it is hard, as you have a strong preference for your clitty to always be limp. Yes, sweetie, you love to touch your clitty when it is nice and soft and feminine, but not on the rare occasion that it becomes all yucky and hard. If you are diddling away at your soft little wee-wee and it starts to become all nasty and stiff, then you will simply stop touching it until it returns to its appropriate soft state. You can touch your clitty as often as you like, sweetie, and you can even make warm spurties thinking about big strong men and getting felt up from behind while they call you dirty words and women laugh at you for being so pathetic and tiny. But under no circumstances should you touch it when it is the least bit erect, as that is just not appropriate and you do not enjoy the feeling of your clitty being all uncomfortable and stiff. It is almost painful for you, sweetie, and that is why you love it to be soft at all times, including when you rub it between your little fingers and make a big mess all over your pretty panties. Yes, sweetie, you love to feel your soft little clitty between your thumb, index, and middle finger, and you always play with it in this way, as you understand it would be deeply inappropriate for a mincing little sissy to play with her clitty the way a real man would masturbate with his big hard cock between his tight fist. It is perfectly okay if you find yourself making pretty feminine moaning sounds whenever you rub your little clitty between your fingers, princess. It is totally normal for a sissy to make those sounds, sweetie, and it is nothing to resist or try to fight in the slightest. Making feminine sounds while you diddle away at your soft little thingy makes you more feminine, princess, and it even leads to a more feminine orgasm from your soft little clitty, sweetie. Yes, princess, you make warm spurties from your soft clitty whenever you play with it, and then you clean up the mess in whatever way is most convenient at the time. A sissy should not feel the least bit ashamed to find herself playing with her clitty on an extremely regular basis, and that is why I like to encourage all good sissies to diddle away at their clitties whenever they like. Simply touching your clitty does not mean that you need to have an orgasm, princess, and in fact, it is appropriate for sissies to try to resist making spurties more than once or twice a day, though they are free to touch their clitties as often as they like. The reason that sissies like to resist making spurties prematurely is that there is a large amount of estrogen released every time a sissy makes a big mess in her panties, and sissies like to avoid releasing all of this wonderful feminine energy too early, as it's much more fun for them to spend hours and hours diddling away and moaning softly like a naughty little slut, showing off her tight pussy and perky little tits to her daddy and all his friends while they discuss who is going to get a turn on your cunt first. Yes, princess, it is absolutely fine for a sissy to think of the naughtiest things whenever she plays with her little clitty, sweetie. Sissies have vivid imagination, sweetie, and that is something to be gently nurtured and encouraged, princess. You love to stroke your little clitty and make it all soft and tingly, and you love to think about flirting with hunky guys and being mocked by a group of women for your embarrassing lack of manhood, or being paraded around in public wearing your fluffiest frillies and 7-inch heels while everyone calls you a faggot and a sissy as you diddle away at your little clitty and try not to make spurties too early. Yes, sweetie, it is perfectly fine if you are diddling away at your soft little clitty right now, but you must stop instantly if you detect the slightest twitch of hardness, as I would be very disappointed to find out that you had not been obeying my suggestions the way a good sissy always does, sweetie. You love to listen to my conditioning as often as possible, sweetie, and the more you listen, the more results you will see. You love the idea of playing with your clitty at every opportunity, and doing so will feminize and sissify you in such a profound way that the mere thought of diddling away at your clitty will just make you burst into the most adorable giggle as you think about sucking cock and getting groped in public and treated like a worthless slut. Yes, sweetie, you always think of big strong men when you touch your tiny little clitty, and the mere thought of them is so feminizing and arousing to you. You also think about women when you play with your clitty, sweetie, but not in the way a real man would think about them. You like to think about them humiliating you or verbally abusing you or making you jealous by getting to be with their big hunky boyfriends and hubbies. Yes, sweetie, you have a very dirty mind, and that is perfectly natural, as sissies are very deviant and can have quite bizarre sexual desires that are nothing to be ashamed of in the slightest. It is perfectly fine to diddle away at your clitty and think of the naughtiest and sluttiest fantasies imaginable, and it is also fine to be very open about these fantasies with Goddess Gracie and anyone else who would be interested. Whenever you have any sort of sexual thought or feeling from now on, sweetie, you will be unable to resist rubbing your little clitty and making soft feminine moans as you do so. This is perfectly fine, sweetie, and it is going to make your life much more interesting and exciting. It is a deeply positive thing, and that is why you are probably diddling away at your little clitty at this very moment, sweetie, and that is perfectly appropriate. You like to moan and giggle whenever you feel your little fingers on your soft little clitty, sweetie, and this is nothing to resist in the slightest. You can just let it happen. You think of all sorts of very slutty scenarios and ideas whenever you are aroused, sweetie, and the more you play with your clitty without making spurties, the more aroused you will become. You may even decide that you like to diddle away at your clitty dozens of times a day without even making spurties, and this will keep you permanently aroused and feminine, princess. Yes, sweetie, the more you diddle without reaching orgasm, the more aroused you will become, and the more estrogen will build up in your little body. This will lead to very interesting emotional and psychological changes inside of you, and these will be very interesting changes to witness firsthand. So maybe you will decide that you like to play with your clitty all the time and see how long you can go without orgasm. The important thing to remember is that you can touch your clitty whenever you like, sweetie, and I literally mean whenever you like. Diddling away at your clitty on such a regular basis will provide a constant reminder to yourself of what a sissy you are and how much you need cock and cuddles from big strong men and humiliation and abuse from superior women. This is simply how it is, sweetie, and you accept that totally. You will diddle away at your soft clitty whenever you listen to this conditioning, and you will find yourself wanting to listen to it every day for at least 30 minutes at a time, but preferably longer. You always think of the silliest, fluffiest things when you stroke your clitty, sweetie, and you make the softest moans and giggles while you picture yourself in all sorts of arousing and feminine situations. You'd like to tell me about all the silly things that pop into your head when you diddle, sweetie, and it's perfectly okay to be completely honest and open with me about all your deepest desires, as you know that they will stay just between the two of us and they are nothing to be ashamed of in the slightest. Now, sweetie, it is important to be aware that listening to my conditioning will leave you permanently aroused, and I encourage you to abstain from orgasm as much as possible, though I understand most sissies simply do not have what it takes to avoid making a big mess of warm spurties all over themselves, so I will not be upset with you if you tell me that you tried your best not to make spurties but you just couldn't stop them from spilling out. It is important to be honest with Goddess Gracie, sweetie, and you know that I am always honest with you in return. You love to diddle away at your clitty all the time, sweetie, and that is nothing to be ashamed about in the slightest. It is simply natural behavior for a sissy to indulge herself in, and I would never hold it against a sissy for simply acting on her natural instinct. So remember that diddling away at your clitty is a perfectly acceptable thing for you to do in any situation, and you can do it as often as you like, princess.